Good morning. It's Jonathan Price, your Border Morning Show here on 93.1 at the Border. It has been an amazing season of racing action at the Emo Speedway with the Borderland Racing Association, and it all comes to a head this Saturday night. It is the final night of racing. It's also Fan Appreciation Night, and on the phone to talk a little bit about it is the director for the Borderland Racing Association, Alyssa Strand. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
So it all finishes up and concludes this weekend, but there's no better way to do that than Fan Appreciation Night. Can we talk a little bit about what's going to be taking place at the Emo Speedway this Saturday?
We have our Fan Appreciation Night on Saturday, which we have dedicated to everybody that comes out every single weekend and supports our racetrack. Everybody gets in for $10, and that's the flat rate for everybody who walks through the gate. And we also have giveaways for fans, and the first few fans that come in will get a free gift from the Speedway. We have prizes and giveaways throughout the whole evening.
And what time do the hot laps and racing get started?
We start at our regular time, hot laps at 7 and racing at 7:30.
I just want to make sure that everybody knows to get there at the proper time and to get there early, especially if they want to be part of this giveaway. I know that there was some talk of maybe extending the season into Labor Day, but we just want to make it perfectly clear that you have decided to wrap up this particular weekend.
We did put Labor Day weekend on our schedule if we were interested in having something that weekend. We have decided not to have it because it allows some of our drivers to go elsewhere into the States or go camping for the weekend, whatever they choose.
It's Fan Appreciation Night, Saturday night at the Emo Speedway. You want to get a good seat. You want to get there early for the best in Emo Street Stocks, Wasota Midwest Mods, and Wasota Modifieds. And of course, that means after this weekend, the standings will be decided, right?
Yes, the champions for all three classes will be decided that day. We have a banquet at the end of the season, and that will disperse all the trophies and plaques that we give out and different awards throughout our banquet.
This has been an exciting season of racing action for sure, and I know that some of the races are still relatively close if you're looking at the top two or three racers, correct?
Yes. Every season, we always have a battle between a couple of the people in the top five. It really creates exciting racing for the evening to see who will get the top spot.
I can't think of a better combination than Fan Appreciation Night and a wrap-up to the Borderland Racing Association season. Again, tomorrow night, Emo Speedway is the place to be.
All season long, all year long, we're always looking for volunteers to get the Speedway running. We are a volunteer-based track, so we have had some difficulties getting volunteers, so we're always really appreciative of the ones that we do get. And we look for them all year, so they can contact anytime.
Absolutely. This is a tradition, a long-standing tradition every season in our community at the Emo Speedway, the Borderland Racing Association. If you want to be part of the action on a volunteer level, get out and continue to help make these seasons successful.
There is also going to be cupcakes for the fans this weekend by Batter and Cream. And then next year, we will be celebrating our 70th year of racing.
Wow, like we said, a long-standing tradition. Looking forward to things being bigger and better. But Fan Appreciation Night and the season wrap-up tomorrow night at the Emo Speedway. Hot laps at 7, racing at 7:30. All kinds of fun and festivities. Alyssa Strand, the director for the Borderland Racing Association, thank you for another successful year. We appreciate what you and all the volunteers do in our community to provide some great summer entertainment. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.